Hello Main Menu listeners, my name is Matthew Bullis. This is my second review for Main Menu. The first time you heard me was back in May when I did a review of Deep Hopper, the vinyl restoration audio software. Well, this time I'm here to review Handy Bits Voicemail. And the name is just a bit misleading because it is not an answering machine. This voicemail, what it means is it'll take your voice by email and send it by email in a really compressed format. This is the best one I've seen so far. There have been other ones, but this one is the most user-friendly, it's the easiest one to navigate and use, and so I thought I'd review it for you. When you install this program, it's very easy, and it's not a standard install like you usually have where it asks you each prompt where to, what directory you want to put it into and whatever. It does that all automatically, and then it says extracting files, and then you get back to your desktop or wherever you were, and there's an icon on your desktop for Handy Bits Voicemail. So, I'll start the program now.
Minimize all apps, desktop, list view, selected FTPs, Handy Bits Voicemail.
Okay, there's the Handy Bits Voicemail icon on the desktop. And I'll launch the program now. I can also launch it with my hotkey that you can choose, and I chose Control-Alt-V for, you know, voicemail. But we'll launch it from the desktop here. Okay, and you usually don't hear anything when the program starts, but you can use your arrow keys or your status line key.
File menu, view menu, help menu.
Okay, file menu, view menu, help menu. That is the program.
Title equals Happy Bits Voicemail.
Okay, we're in the program now. I'm using JAWS for Windows, by the way. So in other words, so you won't hear anything when it starts usually, but you can check the title bar. And now we're in the program, and I'm going to just show you the menus here. And I'm moving back and forth. I have a wireless keyboard and a swivel chair, and I'm moving between the computer speakers and my microphones, which I'll explain in just a minute. We're going to the menu bars. Hopefully you can hear JAWS.
Menu bar. Menu access, record message, F2.
Okay, record message, F2.
Stop grade, F3 grade.
Okay, it's stop, F3, and it's grayed out because you hadn't recorded a message yet.
Play message, F4.
Play message, F4.
Pause grade, S grade.
Okay, you can hit escape while playing or recording to pause it.
Send message, F5.
You can send your message by hitting F5.
Save as, F12.
Okay, now there's one I didn't notice before, save as. I guess that's if you... we'll try that when we get in the program. I just didn't notice that before.
Attach to email, .ctrla.
Okay.
Attach to email, .ctrla.
Okay, control A is attached to email, which I haven't actually used before, but it seems to probably do the same thing. We'll try that out when we get in the program.
Adjust volume, CTRLV.
Okay, adjust volume, control V.
Adjust microphone level, CTRLN.
Adjust microphone level, control M.
Close. Record message.
Okay, close. All right, that's the one menu.
Menu, language.
Here's the view menu. That's the language menu.
Options, .ffa.
Options, we'll get to that in a second.
Language, submenu.
Okay, back to the language menu. Over, right arrow again.
Menu, finish.
Oh, well, now we're in the languages.
Menu,
hold on.
Options, .ffa. Menu, help, topics, F1.
Kind of have to get in the options menu and move over to do that.
Help, topics, F1.
Help, topics.
Product support.
Product support.
Product homepage, .ffa.
There's the homepage.
Product updates, .ffa.
There's updates.
Automatically check for updates.
Automatically check for updates. I don't know if that's a checkbox or what it is, but I pressed enter on it, and I don't know if it'll do anything, but... Okay, there's the about box.
Help topics, F1.
Back to help topics. I'm going to leave the menu bar.
Leaving menus.
Okay, now I'm going to explain here that the reason they're moving back and forth between the computer and the microphone is because this, by default, uses your microphone port. So if you've got one of those computer microphones, then you can use that. But if you have it like mine, which probably some of you do since you do a lot of broadcasting and studio work, you may have your microphones to where you talk into your computer through a mixer and have that done through the line in, like I have mine. That is the case here. You can do it, but whenever you go into the program, you've got to, and you have to do this after you start the program. You've got to start the program, and you've got to go into the control panel and make sure that you check the line in. Otherwise, you'll not get any recording. So, after you start the program, if you're going to use microphones through a mixer and through line in, you've got to go and check that in the control panel after you start the program. That was an important point that I was going to make. Okay, now I'm just going to go ahead and start here. And the good thing about this is you can test as many messages as you want. and then only when you want to save that message, you press F5. So I'm over near the microphones, and I'm going to hit F2, and I'll just show you exactly what the program does here. Okay, we're recording a message now. You heard a beep. You can turn that off in the options if you don't want that. Now, we're actually recording a message right now. I'm going to hit F3 to stop it. You hear nothing. Now, I'm going to go over near the computer, near the speakers, and we'll hear the result of this message. I'll hit F4. Okay, we did not hear anything. That is because I didn't do what I just told you to do. I didn't go into the control panel and check the line inbox. We'll do that now.
Sub menu, Windows up, control panel, leaving menu, sub button.
Okay.
Control panel, limit, mouse, multimedia.
Multimedia.
Multimedia button, show, recording, playback, recording button.
I hit the recording button.
Select line and volume, up, down, slider, 48%.
Okay, for some reason it turns it down to halfway.
100%.
Turn it up to 100%.
Select checkbox, not checked.
It isn't checked. We'll check it now.
Check.
And we'll just get out of the control panel.
Multimedia button, control panel. Anti-bits voicemail.
Okay, now that message that we just recorded, which is nothing, we don't have to worry about that. I'm going to go over to the microphones again. And I'm going to record another message. We hit F2. We're now recording a message, and I'm going to press F3 to stop it. I'm going to go back over here near the computer speakers. And here's what we have now. Here's what we have now.
Recording a message.
Let me turn this up.
Stop.
Let me turn my mixer off so you get less sound. There we go. Mixer's off so I can turn this up. Otherwise, we get feedback. Turn this up and we'll hear it.
Recording a message, and I'm going to press F3 to stop. Recording a message, and I'm going to press F3 to stop.
Okay, I noticed that when you're recording a message, you have to probably have to, you know, clear your throat or do something. I don't know, because it cuts off the first syllable of your words. Let me try that again. Perhaps if I turn the volume up, it will not normalize the file. I just turned the volume up on the microphones. It will not normalize the file, so you have to be as loud as you can be. Okay, you may hear it through that's my voice is coming through the computer speakers right now. I'm going to record a message again. Okay, we're recording a message, and hopefully it came out fine. Hit F3 to stop. Go back near the computer and turn the mixer off.
Okay, we're recording a message, and hopefully it came out fine.
I'll play it again with F4.
Okay, we're recording a message, and hopefully it came out fine.
Okay, I'm going to try to add F12, see what it says. I didn't do this before.
Save voice message as dialogue. File name. Edit flow is mail off.
Oh, well, now I can save it whatever
save
I want to see.
Combo box. Sound files. Off.
Sound files.
Save button. Cancel. Save in. Combo box. My documents.
My documents. Okay, this is a cool feature. If you just want to record something and you don't really want to send it through email.
List view. Zero items.
Okay, we'll just cancel out of that box. Now, what was this attached to email? Control A.
Flag and attach. Flag and attach.
What is this?
This is a custom window type.
Custom window type. Let me use my JAWS cursor and see what we have here.
Ritual table of there in table.
Okay, this is stuff in my.
Flag and attach. Close symbol. Flag the icon and drop it.
Drag the icon and drop it.
To your email message.
To
your email message.
Okay.
PC cursor.
Okay, I guess this is. Okay, I don't know how, as a JAWS user or a user of screen readers, you drag the message. I have no idea how to do that. Perhaps, maybe someone has a suggestion. I have never done that before. Let me escape out of there. See if we still have the message.
Okay, we're recording a message, and hopefully.
Okay, and I hit escape to pause, by the way. I'll hit escape again to start it.
Wait, it came out fine.
And I kept hitting the escape key to show you how that works. You can do that while recording or playing, and it should let me make sure of that. We're back over here. Let me turn the mixer back on. Okay, now we're back on. Okay, we're testing a message, and I'm going to hit escape now. And we're not really, we shouldn't be recording now. And I hit escape again, and we should be recording again. And I hit F3 to stop. Okay, let's see what we have now.
Okay, we're testing a message, and I'm going to hit escape now. And we're not really, we shouldn't be recording now.
Okay, and so I guess we were recording. Oh, okay, it stopped. Okay, let's see how we remedy this problem, because I know it said that you could record and play at the same time. But record and pause. Let me try that again. Okay, we're recording now. And I just hit escape. Maybe if I try it again. Let's see what we have now. Okay. We only had the last part of what I said. Let's try this one more time. This is a test, and we're going to hit escape now. And we shouldn't be recording. And I hit escape again, and we should be recording.
This is a test, and we're going to hit escape now. And I hit escape again, and we should be recording.
But let me go through the options. Let me turn the mixer off so we get less sound. There we go, less sound. Okay. Options, F8.
Voicemail options, OK button. Cancel button. General tab. Enable GSM completion.
Okay.
Title equals Happy Bits Voicemail PC. Enable GSM.
Try it again.
Voicemail options, OK. Cancel. General tab. Maybe before recording, check voice check. Enable GSM. Enable GSM complete. Voicemail OK button. Cancel. General tab. Play beep before recording checkbox checked.
Play beep before recording checkbox, and that's checked. You can turn that off if you don't want it. But it's handy to know that you're recording.
Close voicemail and send message checkbox not checked.
Okay, I didn't check that box because perhaps I want to send more than one message at a time. So you can have that to where once you send a message it'll close. But I didn't choose to do so.
Compress message after recording radio button check 102.
This is a series of radio buttons. Compress.
Compress message after recording radio
compress
button.
Compress message after recording. Now that's a handy feature because there's another radio button here.
Enable GSM complete.
Okay.
Enable GSM.
No.
Enable GSM. Enable GSM. Enable GSM.
Okay, for some reason my JAWS is not speaking right for me.
Title equals enable GSM complete. PC, enable G.
Having to get out of the options here.
All, none, highlighted, enable G. Enable GSM completion check. Taskbar. Minimize all apps, test, handy bits. Voicemail off, cancel, general, play people for it, close voicemail, compress message after recording radio button check, 1 of 2.
Okay, it says 1 of 2, compress message after recording. Now you kind of want to do that because if you check the other button, if you use the other radio button.
Enable GSM completion check, voice check, compress message after it, compress message when sending radio button
it's
check,
it's this one here,
two.
I had to move up, instead of down.
Compress message when sending radio
compress
button check.
Compress message when sending. Now that means you can press F4 all you want to hear the recording, but it won't actually sound like it'll sound on the person's end when they open the email.
Compress message after recording radio button.
So if you choose to compress message after recording, then right when you press F3, it'll compress the message, and when you press F4, it'll sound like it will sound on their computer. So you kind of want to have that to know the quality of what you're getting.
Enable GSM compression checkbox checked.
GSM compression, that is the same compression that they use for cell phones. Now, it doesn't sound like this, you know, it doesn't sound terrible quality at all. So you still want to use that. If you don't, the file's going to be larger. So you just want to keep that checked.
Easy launch, button.
We'll press that. Easy launch.
Easy launch settings, okay button.
Now we're in the other easy launch settings
cancel
box.
Button. Easy launch tab.
We're in the
easy launch tab.
Okay, we only have one. We're in another box here. The easy launch box. So we only have one tab
shortcut
here.
Shortcut key. Combo box. CTRL-V.
Okay, now I told you that my shortcut key was Control-Alt-V for voicemail. But notice it said shortcut key, and when I had first looked at this, it said none. So I typed in Control-Alt-V. It didn't change. It's a combo box. I'm going to show you. I'm going to cancel out of this one where we're done. I'm not going to change anything, but I'll show you what we have here.
None.
I moved up with home, and it says none.
CTRL-Alt-A.
Control-Alt-A. And
CTRL-F.
You cannot...
CTRL-G.
Okay, you cannot use page down to move through these, so we'll have to hit the arrow several times.
CTRL-X. CTRL-Z.
Okay, Control-Alt-Z.
Shift-Alt-A.
Shift-Alt-A, and it has... goes all the way through that.
Shift-Alt-V.
Shift-Alt-V. Shift-Alt-Z.
CTRL-F1.
Control-Alt-F1. So there's a whole bunch of different...
CTRL-F8.
Function keys you can assign to this.
Shift-Alt-F1.
Shift-Alt-F1.
Shift-Alt-F10.
I'm moving down with the arrow key.
Shift-Alt-F12.
Okay. Shift-Alt. So there's a whole bunch of different things that you can choose from.
Desktop checkbox check.
And you can have your icon on your desktop, or you cannot have it on there, depending on what you want.
On taskbar checkbox check.
On the taskbar. And that's currently not checked because I guess it doesn't matter to me, but...
In start menu, checkbox checked.
In the start menu, you can have it in the start menu, which means an icon separate from your programs menu. Which can be confusing if, you know, if you don't know it's there.
OK button. Cancel
button. I'm going to cancel out of it.
Voicemail. OK button. Cancel. General tab.
And cancel. I'm going to cancel out of the options. So that's the options for that. Now we're back in the regular screen. So I'm going to send a message to myself is what I'll do. Because... it's better to hear it spoken out than to actually go through it with your jaws cursor. So we'll go back over to the microphone, turn the mixer on, and I'll just send a test message to myself. Okay, we're back into the system now. This is a test message to test the program Handy Bits Voicemail from handybits.com, which is free for personal use. And hit F3 to stop. Turn the mixer off. We'll play this back again. With F4. Okay, now, my point is proved again. I went out of the program because the options were giving me trouble speaking, which you, I don't know if you shouldn't have too much of a problem. I didn't have too much of a problem navigating the options, but we got to go into the control panel and set the thing for line in again.
Start menu with control panel settings.
That's loud. Okay. I'll turn that down.
Leaving menus, control panel, list view, mode, mouse, multimedia.
Back in the multimedia.
Recording button.
You hit the recording button.
Line in volume. Up down slider 48%.
And it turned the line in volume down, so we want to turn that up.
Select checkbox for check. Check.
We'll select it. Get out of control panel.
Control panel. Handy bits voicemail.
Okay. Get back over to the microphone, turn the mixer back on. And we'll try this message again. Okay, we're back in the mixer now. This is a test message to test the program Handy Bits Voicemail from handybits.com. This program is free for personal use. And I hit F3 to stop. Turn the mixer off. And go back over to the computer and we'll play a message back. And it compressed it after recording, by the way. So it's going to sound like it's going to sound on the other person's end.
This is a test message.
Let me turn this play.
This is a test message to test the program Handy Bits Voicemail from handybits.com. The program is free for personal use.
Okay, we like that message. We're happy with that message. And we'll hit F5. And it brings up your email program, which in my case is Outlook Express. And
voice message, go edit, to edit.
Okay, it says to, I'm going to type in my email address, which is MatthewBullis@runbox.com, which is at the way you can get a hold of me if you have any questions or comments about this review. Now the subject is always, it puts in voice message. Now let's see. It attaches the voice message.
Attachments. Miss View selected phone mail 11.0 KB. Wonderful phone mail. VOICMAIL period.
VOICMAIL dot wave is the file.
Selected phone mail 11.0 KB.
11 KB. We like that. That and now that's in other words, I sent a message. I've sent a message which was a little over a minute long, just about a minute and 18 seconds, and it was only it was less than 100 KB, just a little less than 100 KB, and so we're happy with that message. We'll hit Alt S to save this message, and I'm going to pause the review, and I'll collect my mail, and when we have that mail collected, I'll hit enter on the message which I sent to myself. and you'll hear the result. Okay, I've collected my mail, and it's a few minutes later, and I've got my own message back. We're on...
Selected Matthew from his voice message, 404.
So, we're on my voice message, and the subject is voice message, and you can actually edit it if you want. You can, it's your choice. We'll hit enter on it, and here's what a message that you send to somebody will sound like, or look like to them.
Voice message. Edit. This email contains a voice message. Double click the icon of the attached file to play it. To create your own voice messages, download your free Antibits voicemail from http://www.antibits.com from edit.
Okay, and that's the end of the message. We'll hit insert A for the attachment.
Attachments. List view. Selected voicemail. 15.1 KB. 1 to 1.
Okay, it came up as 15.1K, but that's Outlook Express. Let me actually see the attachment. See if I can get the properties for the attachment.
Selected vote. Context. Remove play. Open. Add. Quickly. Save as. Print. Open. Remove play. Add.
No.
Menu. Menu. Voicemail. 115.1.
I can
select
get.
Voicemail. 115.1.
I can go in here and get the properties for the actual message.
Context. Menu. Properties. Leaving menus. Voice message. Root to voice message. General voice message. Matthew from his type. Mail location. In type. Mail note size. 21 KB.
Okay, this is 21 KB.
Mobile. PC cursor. Matthew. But select.
I'm just gonna enter on it and.
Blank. Attachments. Selected voicemail. 115.1.
It's the VOIC mail. Wave. We'll click
open
on it.
Attachment.
Open it, and we got the warning box. You know, do you want to open it or save it?
Open it. Radio button check. One.
You could save your message here. You know, if you made something that you wanted to save as a WAV file or whatever, but you could you also could hit the F12 key to save it. So we'll click enter, and when you hit enter, it'll say, you know, attachment. It'll keep saying attachment or whatever, and it may obscure the first few seconds of the message, so you may want to hit control, but you will lose focus, and you will not be on Winamp or whatever audio player that it brings up. Okay. It did not.
It's a test message.
Okay.
To test the program, HandyBits voicemail from HandyBits.com. This program is free for personal use. This is a test message to test
okay,
the program.
Okay, and then we have our. Let's see how long it was. It was a 9-second message.
Program is free for personal use.
And there you have it. We've sent a message, attaching a voice message to the email. There's a review of HandyBits voicemail from HandyBits.com, and I hope it'll be a useful program to you. And as I said, it's from HandyBits.com, and it's free for personal use. And it is the easiest one I've seen so far as sending messages through email. And my email address, if you want to comment on this review or ask any more questions, is MatthewBullis@Runbox.com, MatthewBullis at Runbox.com. For any questions or comments about this review. I've enjoyed using this program and bringing this review to you. Thanks a lot.